We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's hashtag third hour with Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. With Robbie the Degenerate.
We are the lions. We are the chosen. We're going to shine now.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast.
Little Skip Marley for me, huh?
You like it? Are you excited for tomorrow?
I'm so excited tomorrow.
Tomorrow we're going to the Boca Black Box to watch Micro Wrestling, a battle royale. And if you don't know what Micro Wrestling is, Instagram it.
Have you done any prep?
Nope, want to come in with fresh eyes. All I need to know is tiny. It's a regulation size ring, and only one man or woman stands at the end.
You just want to see flying micro people.
Well, yeah. I imagine they're great showmen. Show people. It's going to be great.
Do we know if it's co-ed? I wonder if it's co-ed. It's got to be co-ed.
I saw the picture. I don't think I saw any women in there.
I feel like I did. Let me see. Hold on. Micro League Wrestling.
I can't believe it's a league.
Yeah, of course. Let's see. Micro, maybe it's just Micro Wrestling.
Here we go. Micro Wrestling Federation. Excuse me. I apologize.
Oh, there's a girl over there.
Oh, yeah, there's a lady. They got themselves some ring managers. And she's got the goods out. Micro Stars. You want to read hear some of their roster?
They have bios?
I don't think they do. They just have...
Why do you always bring the sugar down here?
All right, well, they got a guy who looks like Micro John Cena. They got a guy who's Micro Bam Bam. They got one dude who's dressed like a Mario brother.
But they don't have, like, pios? Like, I want to know names.
They don't have names.
Oh, that's the D-boat. Look at him.
That girl had a badunkadunk.
Yep.
Look how big he is.
These dudes are swole.
That guy.
Yeah, that guy doesn't look micro. He looks regular.
I mean, they just zoomed in, man. They just cropped the picture. This is going to be exciting. Microwrestling.com. You guys can go check this out.
Yeah, we're going tomorrow. Boca Black Box. Thanks to Scott. And we hopefully won't get thrown out ourselves.
All right.
Because this could be a situation where Tobin gets a little too.
Now let's get to Boston.
Yep.
What did I do now?
So today was the Patriots celebration.
Yeah, six.
And only this city could turn a celebration into a melee.
There might have been some alcohol involved.
There's just film upon film out there on the internet of Bostonians
fighting,
who, mind you, should be celebrating a championship, wailing on each other.
Drinking too much Sammy Adams.
We're watching this one video, just dudes and just bros in Gronk jerseys.
So many Gronk jerseys.
There's like Tom Brady's videotaping. There's like
10 Gronk jerseys.
Look at Brady. He's not fighting. Yeah.
This dude got shoved into a car. That dude got shoved into a car. He looks like he's wearing purple underpants, by the way. He got DDT'd right into the concrete wearing his Gronk jersey over his head. Just so many of these degenerate.
Look, he's out.
What did you say? Oh. You said you like Gronk better than Brady? Beat his ass there, O'Keefe.
I saw a different angle of the fight that was better, actually.
There's more angles of this?
Yo, yeah, there's several.
I mean, what is wrong with these people?
Out cold.
That's the second time. The Gronk that just went out cold before that took a right to the face, went down, but got right back up. And we're like, whoa.
This dude, one guy's walking around there looking just like he's like pulsating.
There's
out.
Five Gronks.
Look, there's two. Go
They're
back.
All wearing
go
Gronk
back.
Jerseys.
Go
it's
back.
Gronk
Tony,
Army.
Look at this. There's two Gronks on the ground.
Yeah, I see him.
There's
boom,
one
boom.
On the ground right there.
He's giving him the hammer fist that we
Look,
saw.
Boom. He's out.
Out. Laid out.
Gronk is out right there.
Yep.
And then watch.
Now he comes back for more. Now sloppy Andrew Luck comes back for more. Because there's a dude who's just. He's Andrew Luck with man boobs. And he just lays a dude out. What is wrong with this city?
What the hell?
I mean,
look, now there's another Gronk on the ground over there.
Shouldn't they have this down to a science at this point? You've been
look,
so many parades.
Two Gronks on the ground. This
is
right there.
This is down a side street, though. This is off the beaten path.
Oh.
What? You're going to retire? It's the real Gronkowski. Let's lay him out.
What is this? What is wrong with your people?
You would have so much fun up there.
Wait, here you go.
There's so many Sullys and Mervs.
Here we go. See, look, listen to you guys. Look at micro people didn't feel politically correct. That's what I say.
Dude, that's the name of their league. It's
I know.
microwrestling.com.
And brings up another point from yesterday. Why is Berrios celebrating? He didn't play.
I don't know, man.
Look, there's a lot of players on that team that didn't get to play, but they still do all the damn work.
Hmm.
So I don't know if he should have been taking selfies with the Lombardi trophy.
Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
Can a regular guy be there, Andre the Giant?
It's a valid point, actually. We'll see tomorrow night.
What?
Of all the things that we do that's humorous, you find the most humor in...
Is there going to be a little Hulk Hogan that does a leg drop?
What are we doing?
I'm so excited
Wait,
for tomorrow night.
First of all, I'm going to just say this. I think maybe we ought to reconsider.
Why?
Well, we did go see... Look, if we made it through Aquaman... Without getting kicked out of Aquaman.
Yeah, but this is me a rowdy crowd. I feel like Tobin may go over the top. Plus, it's the place I sent you guys a picture. You can text and they'd bring drinks to your seat.
Oh my God, this is going to be amazing.
It's only sucks that it's on Wednesday.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it does.
I told my wife, I'm like, I don't know when I'm going to be home. We're going to go watch micro wrestling. She's like, what's that? And I explain it. And she's like, that sounds fun. I'm like,
it does sound fun, doesn't it?
It does. That's not fun.
Where can people get tickets to this beast? BocaBlackBox.com?
Yeah, just go to Boca Black Box. Google that, and they can get tickets. It might be sold out already. There's a cage fight tonight, and there's a battle royale tomorrow.
Yeah, it was a tough choice between the two of them, but I had to see the battle royale. Headlines.
We're going to hell.
I don't understand why an honest group of wrestlers can't make a living.
It's true. It's not like a bunch of carnies or something.
Didn't you say that was politically incorrect?
Yes. Heat and Trailblazers tonight, 10:30, 9:30 is
your
pregame show.
Yeah, I think I'm
going to
be out on that one.
9:30 is your pregame show.
But
you
know
who
was on the call for TNT?
With the leg drop.
Do you think that the biggest trash talkers in the world are those carnies at the games that you're supposed to lose?
Of course.
Like, they really question your manhood.
Because they make you want to throw more dollars in. I can do it.
Like part of their act.
I mean, they got like some trash toys, and they're sitting here telling me like, hey, you ain't a man.
Oh, no. Well, they have the
best. One time I popped 75 balloons with the darts, right? I mean, I was like $40 invested in this thing. Pop them up. Pop, pop, pop. Pop, 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 pop. Stuff animal could fit in my hand. I'm like, yo, buddy. Let me tell you something.
Oh, no, the worst is when you go to a theme park and you win and you're carrying around, and you're the idiot carrying around the big pink bear.
No, everybody's looking at you saying, wow, I want one.
Yeah, like I'm jealous of the guy who wins the big pink bear.
Yeah.
But how about these hack carnies who have those games where it's like every time there's a winner, and what do you win? You win like a whistle. Some garbage.
Well, that's like going to any of the places that have games with tickets, and you win 6,000 tickets and you can get a pen.
Yeah, but that's just keeping my kids entertained. Like, these games suck. Like, it's like Duck Pond. Oh, Lyft, what did you get? Oh, a 4. Cool, what's 4 mean? You get a set of beads.
The Chinese finger trap?
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I mean, do you have to question being friends with somebody who gets caught in a Chinese finger trap?
Yes.
Is that politically correct anymore? Probably not.
I don't know.
Why would it be?
Like,
I have a question.
You know what? We'll just power walk. It's all good.
Yeah.
Liam Neeson said it's cool.
Other news. In the NBA, there's some shenanigans going on between LA and New Orleans. LA says they're out. Woj says they're still in. Pelicans are tweeting out emojis.
Apparently, Anthony Davis has liked the Lakers offer on Instagram.
Right. I don't know.
This is the NBA.
He's going to end up on the Lakers. There's no doubt in my mind.
Oh, no.
I don't think he is.
Would their Andre the Giant be called Andre the Normal? Don't we have to be a little more?
Point for Texter.
Oh, my goodness.
It's so wrong, but...
They've definitely had to do that bit before, though, right?
I don't know.
I can't wait for tomorrow. I am stoked. I cannot wait.
Woo!
So exciting.
Tobin's going to leave us to broadcast the Micro Wrestling Federation.
Oh, do you think they need, like, a Mean Gene? What do you say, little Hulk? That joke's a lot funnier if you're not on radio.
Oh, no.
What?
What? What?
What?
Just say it.
What? Say it.
I can't say it.
Yeah, you have to say it.
Cannot say it.
You can't say, oh, no, and then...
What is the secrecy that you guys got going on here? What's wrong?
What about her?
I was just following the texter of the, you know, text. Hey, look at so-and-so. She's a porn star.
Who?
They have micro porn stars on there?
Huh. Hmm. Maybe we have gone too far with this. Hey, let's hear Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Trying to power walk his way out of racism. Because he thought about getting revenge, but then he power walked and it was all cool.
And after that, there were some nights I went out deliberately into black areas in this city looking to be set upon so that I could... unleash physical violence. And I did it for, I'd say maybe 4 or 5 times, until I caught myself on. And it really shocked me, this primal urge I had. It shocked me and it hurt me. I did seek help. I went to a priest, I heard my confession. I was reared a Catholic. I had 2 very, very good friends that I talked to. Mm. And believe it or not, power walking.
Power walking.
Yeah, 2 hours every day.
You can
to get rid of this. And I'm not racist. This was nearly 40 years ago. But because I was brought up in, maybe I'm rabbiting on, Robin, so forgive me.
No,
I was brought up in the north of Ireland and brought up in the Troubles, the 60s, 70s, and early 80s.
Excuse me if I'm going too far here, Robin. Well, you know, I cured my racism with power walking.
Instead of Mean Gene, how about Mini Gene?
We gotta take a break.
Swung on, hit high in the air to deep right. Hayward going back. He's at the track. He's at the wall. And she's gone. Curtis Grandison hit a high fly near the pole down the right field line for a 2-run home run. Curtis, you're something sort of grandish. The Grandy Man can. Oh, the Grandy Man can. He hits a 2-run home run to right, and the Yankees take a 3-2 lead.
That's it, man. Marlon's big signing, bringing in the savvy vet, Curtis Granderson. I like it.
37 years old.
Hey, man.
Minor league contract.
Got to teach these young bucks. Apparently the Phillies are now poking their nose around Real Muto. But nothing's happening. Nobody's doing anything. No, Bryce Harper's not signed. Manny Machado's not signed.
Because no one wants to be first.
No one wants to break the seal.
I heard that theory from David Sampson. He's like, both of their agents have promised the most money. So none of them want to sign first. It's crazy. That was the thing with like A-Rod. When A-Rod signed the deal with the Rangers, like he wanted to be, it was like 252.
Probably more than Kevin Garnett.
Double Kevin Garnett. Just had to get that extra $2 million.
Had to. Hey, if you can get it, you can get it. Shout out to A-Rod.
FanFest is this Saturday. It'd be awkward if JT Realmuto's not traded and he's at FanFest.
I think everybody's just going to be like, yeah, we know what's coming, JT. Don't worry about it. I think it'll kind of, like, what are these going to be? JT, is there going to be more pressure catching, knowing that you weren't traded? It's like, you know what, man? I can't really focus on getting traded when I'm catching 98 miles an hour. Just not going through my mind.
He's the one causing the trade rumors, if we're being honest.
It's true. It's true. His agent is the one who came out and said he wants to be out of here. That is totally fair, Robbie. But it's also understandable. It's like, hey, if we're going to start clean, start clean. You know, let's make the last domino.
Get done with already.
Let's make the last domino fall.
Come on, Mish.
The last ones that'll
come
be.
Come on, Fasaro.
Get on it, boys. The last ones that'll be here is, of course, Wei Yin Chen, who is just going to be here forever. Maybe one day his number will be in the rafters, like Chris Bosh at the American Airlines Arena.
They just have his framed contract up there in the rafters.
What if Wei Yin Chen just had this massive turnaround this year?
Hey, he was lights out at home last year. He was like under 2 ERA at home.
Chen.
Yeah, there was.
There was Wei Yin Chen. That was a problem.
Wei Yin Chen. And then there's Home Yin Chen.
Home Yin Chen was great.
How about Junkyard Chihuahua?
No, I already came through a Junkyard Puppy.
Okay.
So, yeah, the Dolphins do have a new coach. Brian Flores was introduced yesterday. I wanted to ask you this, Leroy, because everybody goes to the Bill Belichick thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, all those guys suck when they leave. Which, I mean, look, this Matt Patricia, so-called rocket scientist.
McDaniels.
He's getting torched by Nick Foles in the Super Bowl. This Brian Flores is shutting people down.
First of all, let's understand, and here's what fans don't understand. One of the reasons why you're getting a new coach is because your team sucked.
Correct.
And depending on how bad it is, it takes some time.
And also Adam Gase was an ingrate.
All right.
What?
I'm just
saying. Had to be said.
I'm just saying.
Didn't really have to be said.
Had to be said.
When you look at O'Brien, he's doing okay.
He's like the lone outlier.
I wouldn't say that if you're determining right now that Matt Patricia is a bust. Like, yeah, man.
Yeah, people hate him.
I think he's going to be.
People?
He could be fired after next year.
You hate him.
What? That's
you
it. You
hate him.
Matt Patricia is telling. Perk. How would you feel if a coach told you to sit upright at a press conference? I can't say what his response was,
especially,
but it's hilarious.
Especially that coach.
That coach. Frumpy. Frumpy pants, Patricia?
Yeah.
Half Saw Dugan?
Gotta stop.
No.
I just think this. I think with Flores, I think the thing that's going to be interesting is, like, what is he going to take from Belichick? Because, like, being around him and being at every level of it, I got to imagine there's some things that you could take as far as learning what he did to be successful, but...
Well, let me tell you what every coach and every player takes from Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Preparation. That's it. Like, your identity of how you do things or how you like things done doesn't, you know, you're still your own person as far as that's concerned. But when it comes to preparation and having your team prepared and having everybody in the organization prepared for the task at hand, that's what Bill Belichick is really good at, and everybody around him. I mean, DJ told you, when McDaniels was there, one of the things was he was never more prepared for a football game.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they do.
But I guess this, like, are guys just failing because they don't got Tom Brady, or is, like, there's something about Belichick that you just can't take from him. As far as just watching and monitoring
him. They don't have Tom Brady, but more importantly, sometimes it takes time to figure out a system for your quarterback. The Patriots got lucky in that the quarterback was better than everybody thought. And they found a system for him where he could be the greatest.
Yeah, I mean, but their ability to adjust is just crazy.
But like, that's all talking... because, here, you know why you can do that? Because you never have to worry about the players. Like, man, how do you adjust when, say, you have a left tackle that's getting beat on every play? Like, or your players can't compete with the other guys on the other team.
I understand, but we were looking at this roster, right? And we were seeing, like, oh, man, they lost Josh Gordon. Gronk looks broken.
They were successful before Josh Gordon, though.
Successful overall as a franchise, but to this season, I mean, we were looking at that, and that guy was supposed to be their best weapon on offense because of the way Gronk looked. Looked terrible.
Yeah, he was a little banged up.
Yeah, man, he looked like a Frankenstein out there
running. One of the first things I told you when we came in here on Monday, that's the fastest Gronk has ran all year.
Like he saved up his Mortal Kombat juice.
I guess. I guess.
Just ready for one full throttle thing.
Yeah, that's fine. I would say the one thing that...
I'm just asking, like, from this standpoint, because does everybody fail because they just don't have everything? They don't have the mastermind? Is it just that he's a micromanager of everything?
They fail because they don't necessarily have the players. And some coaches' personalities don't work well with failure. You understand what I'm saying? It's not, look, Adam Gase can be a fine football coach, right? And he's probably done some good things here.
Yeah.
But there's certain things you can't do, right? Look, you get paid a lot of money, but the person who employed you, that's pocket change. So at all points in time, you guys have to have a good relationship.
Yeah. I was just thinking, like, because of yesterday, I think it feels like the only reason people are looking at Flores with any kind of skeptical eye is because
he can't talk.
No, it's not even that.
But that's when most of the comments were.
I feel like it's just because he comes from New England and because of the track record. Like if yesterday was Eric Bieniemy, right, and they were coming off a Super Bowl where they lit it up,
right?
People would be
still have their questions because he doesn't call plays.
Yep.
Here, let me explain. I like the fact that Flores has a lot of real in him. Like, I like the fact that it's not so prepared that it's coach talk. Like, he's trying. Come on, man.
There was some coach talk yesterday.
As far as what?
There was just some cliches.
He did throw one game at a time.
Can you get? Doesn't he give something?
Okay, that's it. But that's
for like his core beliefs. He's like, you know, one day at a time.
Physical. One game at a time.
Okay. And if you've ever shown me, a good football team, a dominant football team, right? What do they say every Sunday? Every Sunday you watch the pregame show. Whoever controls the line of scrimmage is going to win. It's no secret. So if a coach comes in and says that, you're like, okay, at least he understands what wins football games.
I think the thing that's interesting about it is because the things I didn't want yesterday, one, I didn't want him to have crazy eyes. I think that would have been thrown off.
Check. Did not have crazy eyes.
And that was good to see.
That was a big one.
No crazy eyes. And I didn't want anybody insinuating that he's a guru of any kind. You know, let's just keep things normal. Let's not get crazy. All right? I just like the fact that,
says the guy who's going to watch micro wrestling tomorrow.
Hey. I can separate my hijinks with my sports.
I get what you're saying. In other words,
I'm just happy that
you want a guy who's real, not specializing.
I don't want
to have high hopes on something. He's a defensive guru, I don't want to have to look at my defense every week and see that.
If I was in Cincinnati today, I'm sure they're like, this is the guy next to the guy. He's also our young whiz kid. Zach Taylor, he's going to be fantastic. He knows McVay.
Wasn't he the quarterback's coach here?
He was, yes. Yes.
Single H.
Hey, Perk, is that the only sport in the world where if you just keep coaching, eventually you're going to get your job?
Keep filling up, bro.
Because, like, I got to tell you, I've watched football and been around football most of my life. And there are certain situations that I've seen in football that I'm like, I can't have none of those coaches ever coaching for me. Simply because that whole unit was garbage. But they just rotate, switch teams, move up. Next thing you know, bam, head coach. This guy was quarterback coach 3 years ago.
Well, like, it was funny to me that, like, with Adam Gase, because, like, Adam Gase, who was the guy that was also in contention for that job, right? Was the Baylor coach?
Rule. Matt Rule.
Yeah, Rule was in there. They didn't like the staff that he picked.
Yeah, because they wanted to pick his staff. He's like, no, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, and I was like, if I was the Jets and you're bringing in Adam Gase, I'm like, nobody gets to cut. Dow Loggins gets it. No, Adam Gase,
but
just you.
But that's
new
my
voices around you.
That's my point. Like, if you hire Adam Gase and he says my coaching staff is going to be mostly the guys that I coach with, I feel comfortable coaching with most of the guys I had in Miami, you're like, yo, you guys weren't that successful. Don't you need to change it up a little bit?
Hey, I want Matt Burke.
Listen, I got a guy here. Not the one who does the nose candy. He's a great guy. Got a great beard. I also, you know, one of my guys, I mean, he learned from Vance Joseph. He was with the Broncos. Fantastic.
Now I get it. Like, I used to, like, the old players when I first came into the league, when we were losing, the older players used to hate the fact that before every game, all the coaches would go in the middle of the field and, like, network. You see it, Perk. All the coaches talk. And basically what they're doing is they're like, hey, if it don't work out here, you guys got something going, you need a coach. And they always get a job.
Don't
you don't ever hear a coach saying, I just got fired, I'm jobless. They always end up on another staff.
Except for Billick. Billick's just
Which
chilling.
Which is great.
He's just chilling in his office on NFL Network.
By the way, I'm going to say this. That dude was awesome as far as offensive guru. I'm telling you.
Except when he was the head coach. And then he had
playing in
the
offense that we played in was so much fun. Now, he was a bit of a yeller, right? And was a bit, he used to get irritated quite often.
Right.
Right? And he ended up winning the Super Bowl with barely scoring any points. So if you have an offensive guru that wins with defense, he's either a great coach and he just backed up. Or he's just a terrible coach and got lucky.
You know, he knew how to adjust with the times.
Super Bowl buys you, I would say, like a good 8 years.
He was, what, 6-7 years?
Yeah.
He was like 9 with Baltimore.
Really?
After, when did he get, because he, didn't he get fired after he lost to 1-15?
Yeah, so that was the last year.
So that was, yeah, so that was like 7 years. I don't know how long he was the coach before that. But, and then McCarthy won in what? He won 10?
He won in 10, yeah. That bought
him
8 years.
He got like 8 years. Super Bowl buys you like 8 years. That's pretty good.
I mean,
people win Super Bowls.
Now, I got to tell you, I don't know how a lot of people feel about that, but if you Green Bay, should you have expected to win more with Aaron Rodgers?
I don't know, but this Aaron Rodgers has me so flustered with it, with how he behaved at that award ceremony.
With the crazy looks?
He was just being such a jerk. Like, hey, can Kenyon Drake get up here and get an award? Nobody's giving Kenyon Drake any credit. Tom Brady won't give him a win. Aaron Rodgers won't enjoy. Just can you be happy for the guy? This might be the best moment of his football life.
You know what he got from Aaron Rodgers? Golf clap.
Barely. After I think Aaron Rodgers realized he was on the monitor with Paul Rudd. He's like, oh no.
Why is Paul? Like, come on, man.
He's
you
everywhere.
Can't look silly all the time.
Sure he can. You want Paul Rudd being all serious?
No.
No, of course not.
He's a man.
Now,
He always does the movies with the chick that threw up in the car in 40-year-old version.
I gotta get you your opinion on this because you tried to weasel out of this yesterday.
I didn't.
Yes, you did. Yeah, you did. You did.
No, I don't weasel out of things.
You weaseled out of it. And I'm talking about this LeBron James Super Bowl review. And you did not want to give comment to what he claimed himself to be. So LeBron James yesterday gives his official review of the Super Bowl. Now, mind you, this is not a Team Petty thing. It's just a question.
Mm-hmm.
Recap of the Super Bowl. Commercials were pretty good. NFL 100 was the best one. Halftime show looked dope. Watching it on TV. Wish Travis Scott had more time. You forget how many hits Maroon 5 has in their archives. Now to the game. At the end of the day, yes, we all wanted more fireworks, points, et cetera, et cetera. But as a competitor and a former football player... Those games happen like that. And I couldn't not like it. Defense wins championships. The best prevailed. Brady is still the GOAT. Now, I will gratefully say he is one of the best athletes on the planet.
Correct.
However, Leroy, and I know you love LeBron James.
Why did he have to go there?
Because he hasn't played football since he was a sophomore in high school.
In about 18 years.
I would say this. One of the funniest things about being an athlete is when you go somewhere and you're having a conversation with somebody, everybody thinks that you want to hear their sports stories of what they did when they played sports. So I don't care where I am. Hey, I played in high school. Yeah, we won state championship back in 85.
Yeah, thanks, Al Bundy.
And I'm like... like, I don't know. So that's the feeling I got from that.
He was coached by former Hurricane Jay Brophy.
I don't care.
But I will say this.
And isn't it enough for him just to say, as a competitor?
Yes.
As a professional athlete?
Yes.
As a former football player?
Yeah.
You played football in high school.
Yeah.
Like, and I get you were all state. I'm sure you would have been a good football player.
Pelicans are listening. Anthony Davis is questionable.
He ain't playing this game with
Chicago. How about LeBron saying, I wish Travis Scott had more time? You give him more time, it would have been muted. More time to be muted.
I tell you what. I'm telling you, I'm not. I had a talk with Fonz about that.
How upset you were with Travis Scott?
Yeah. Like, what's the point, man? Like, you have a chance to get in a bunch of homes and you curse so much nobody can hear your music. I say, I'm disappointed in that. I'm like, know where you fit in. Maroon 5, like, this summer's going to hurt like a. Like, guess what? They didn't cuss.
He almost did.
Yeah, he
that was the point.
He's done that before. Where he just but he doesn't. Yeah, that's not.
Little John Stud.
We're going to get kicked out tomorrow. We're back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Carson Burr coming up in about 10 minutes for you guys. D Wade's got this new shirt that he unveiled. You guys see this?
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to figure out the connection to Kinky Reggae.
I just need to pick a song.
I went downtown.
Sometimes you just go into your bag. You need a song, man.
Said I saw Miss Brown.
Click at him.
Brown sugar. This is really cool. He's got like all his significant dates. It's a D Wade World Tour shirt.
Uh-huh.
And so it's got like all his significant dates and big time moments that he's had. Like, you know, it goes triple double, takes down Kentucky, drafted by Miami with the 5th pick. World Tour begins in Philly. He's got like the drops 42 game 3 of the finals, brings home goal for Team USA, the This Is My House game, drops 55 to lock up the scoring title in his career high game, all-star MVP, all these cool things. Then he's got purple shirt guy game, return to Chicago, return to South Beach.
Oh, no Cleveland stuff on the shirt.
Yep, no Cleveland.
There's no Cleveland on the road. And that's how I appreciate it. We got a Men in Black that thing. Like, just erase it from your mind. Did not happen. It's not a thing. We don't think, like, it's terrible. You remember how bad it looked?
It's very bad.
Wearing number 9, it was horrible.
It was horrible. Number 9. It looked like a fantasy camp. Like, hey, Dwayne, we're paying you all this money to come play basketball. It was terrible. To just play with a bunch of degenerates who want to be around you. No. I don't like that at all. Yeah, he's got the local Philly comedian game. So taking a shot at Kevin Hart. Yeah, man. One Last Dance begins. Last PB&J face-off. So that's the last LeBron game. Last regular season home game. And then Wade County. Forever. Those are cool shirts. Those will sell like hotcakes.
Are those, like, is that real?
Yeah. Yeah, because somebody asked for a shirt and he's already asking for a size. Like, somebody wanted a shirt on social media and he's like, what size?
Because to me, it kind of looked like it was a Photoshop situation.
I don't think so, man. You think that's a fake shirt? Why would he offer up sizes then?
I don't know.
Why would, I don't know. Whatever.
It'd be great if it was real, though.
It would be great. We'll take 3. Just saying.
Not like the wine.
Yeah, if you're offering up shirts, D-Wade, don't forget Leroy this time.
Or Robbie.
You still got your wine?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I still got my wine, too.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
I haven't opened it yet.
I haven't opened it either.
I just look at the bottle.
What? At least he was honest. So yesterday at the facility, one of the other things that was noticed with the press conference that was going down, no Ryan Tannehill. He was taken away from the pictures. He's gone.
Bye-bye.
Being erased from all memories. And that's because he's got a big number coming up. And they're like, yeah, we're not paying this guy to be our quarterback anymore. Plus, you know, the whole tanking idea, which I don't know, because he was so bad at the end of last season. Maybe not a terrible quarterback to throw out there with how bad he was at the end of it. And honestly, like, get one more hit. Like, how many more hits can this guy take?
Tannehill?
Yeah.
Oh, not many.
Because I don't think they're going to pay Juwan James, right? Like, that doesn't seem like a thing.
Or Sitton.
Or is Sitton a free agent, too?
Well, I mean, they can cut him.
Yeah, they could cut him. But, I mean, Sitton was the key
isn't
last year.
Isn't that amazing,
Robbie?
How you guys look at...
I love Sitton.
Isn't that amazing how you guys look at football?
Hmm.
Like, hey,
everyone's expecting
you have a bad year, Just cut him. You ain't got to pay him.
It's about they don't want to give $6 million to a veteran when they're tanking. That's
yeah. You just let Osweiler take all the hits.
You know, contrary to popular belief, you have to spend a certain amount of money.
I agree. I want him to stay. But
you can't pay everybody $1 million.
I understand. But, like, we're in the situation where, you know, the new coach is talking about Payne. He's got the extra year guaranteed. It doesn't seem like they like any of the quarterbacks that are in this draft.
You think coaches care about guarantee or they care about being successful so they can keep getting jobs?
I sent you the text this morning of possible destinations for Blake Bortles with the Dolphins being on that list.
Oh, if you guys want two in a year, you get Blake Bortles. He's going to make that happen.
No, because I'm hip to the way people like that work.
Who?
He's going to have a career year.
No, the funny thing is one of the other locations they said that he might go is New England because Bill Belichick has compared Blake Bortles to Cam Newton.
He is a really good runner. I mean, he is fantastic running.
So they were,
it's just not why you're paying him.
They were theorizing that he could go to New England and be like have a package and, you know, run some
kind of like what they wanted to do with Tim Tebow, but Tim Tebow for some got in his mind that he can throw.
There's no package. He's a bro. Like it's just like
wait. Can you please clarify what exactly is a bro?
You know, bro.
You know, like how you heard Jared Goff after the game, like, oh man, you know, we lost that game, bro, and you know, it's like, listen, dummy, don't know where the sun rises or sets. Just take a seat. You embarrass yourself. Blake Bortles, same thing, and he has this Leroy. Oh my God, he has this dumb look on his face, with the stupid tongue out of every throw. Like he's Michael Jordan, has a tongue out of his mouth while he's throwing. Like he's a Saint Bernard. He's so irritating. Everything about him is annoying.
Wait, no, he wasn't irritated when y'all were going to the.
Yes, he was. He's the reason that he's the ruiner of everything. And then he hoodwinked this Tom Coughlin into giving him extra money. That's crazy. How is that a thing? Where you realized, we ran out of plays for the guy. Let's continue to make him a quarterback.
Somebody said, no, if you want to tank, there's a specialist for that, Nathan Peterman.
Yeah. You got to go real bad. Just build up that defense. Put some pieces around.
Could always bring Cutler back.
Yeah, he wants six. He wants six games.
He might gunsling his way into something.
He's too good.
You can't have Matt Moore do it.
Plus, I don't feel like Flores would put up with the smoking.
Matt Moore didn't even play last year.
No, but he ruined Suck for Luck.
They were 0-7.
He got too many wins.
Is Kyle Orton still in the league?
Did you know Jared Goff has a photographic memory?
Henney?
Ooh.
Would you bring in Chad Henne?
No, he might be too good.
Is he still playing football?
Yeah, he's backing up for the Chiefs.
The Chiefs, yeah, you're right.
Wow, they couldn't be two more opposite quarterbacks.
Yeah, Chad Henney's getting checked still. You bring in Chad Henne for old time's sake?
No. I want to go new bad.
Lemon?
Cleo Lemon's not. What the hell is he going to be doing? Pat White?
Why not bring Jamarcus Russell in?
Jesus.
Say Pat White's looking for the check.
What about this? What about if the Dolphins had bad quarterback day? And every single week, they're just starting a new quarterback.
Look, you can kill two birds with one stone. You could be terrible while generating interest. Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow.
Perfect.
Can't hit the broadside of a barn.
We'll do week one.
They had Gators Day. Remember that day they had Gators Day?
Yeah,
at the stadium?
Terrible.
That was terrible. They could do it every day now. Steven Ross could do it every week with Tim Tebow.
You do week one, AJ Feely. Week two, Cleo Lemon.
Wait, some of these guys got to be in the league.
No. Just bring them back.
No. Just go into your bag of tricks.
You know what's amazing? Like, what if you came into the league?
Is there a Ray Lucas
with Tom
Day?
Brady?
Of course.
Ray Lucas
what
Day.
What if you came into the league with Tom Brady and you're retired, going on with your next career? He's still playing football.
That's got to be super annoying.
That's most everyone.
You could just do a game. How about just a Wildcat game?
Besides Vinatieri.
That's it.
You know what people go crazy for when New England's here this year? Ronnie Brown Day.
Just have Ronnie Brown take all the snaps. Run the
just
Wildcat.
Yep.
Run the slow.
Wing T.
What do we think Ronnie Brown is looking like these days?
I don't know.
I saw him a couple of months ago.
You did?
Let me tell you. Wait. OG.
Okay.
That's all you
Enough
need.
Enough said.
Mm. He's shorter, so. But
stockier.
Yeah, I'd say.
what about just Albert Wilson. How about having him start at quarterback? We saw he can sling it a little
bit. No, I like your idea of going like Cleo Lemon, Ray Lucas.
So you just want to go retro terrible.
Yeah, like.
Fails?
I haven't really seen fails.
But yeah, like, he came in one game in relief of color.
What about Luke Falk?
Ooh.
Dowdy?
Wait, time out.
Trent Green?
You can't start a quarterback who you don't have film on.
Trent Green.
What are we bringing Josh
Freeman? Because guess what?
Oh, yeah.
Remember Josh Freeman was on the Dolphins?
When they put Brady into the game, when Bledsoe got hurt, there was nobody that was happy. Oh, hell, we got to put this guy. Who's that? So
this is
you don't know.
NunezLaw.com text line. Bring back the GOAT, Jay Fiedler.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's talking about looking.
Wait.
Heward?
Hey. Let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yes, hey. Heward.
Damon Heward, of course.
Dude, Jay has not done a crunch in a few years.
But that's what makes us great.
No, no.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
no.
You need to be able to get out on the field.
We can't have him be dead. Do you think Marino would do it?
Marino? I thought he was going to be in the front office.
No.
He should be.
You can do both.
He can't. Because every play is going to be like, oh, hey.
Scott
Mitchell. Get a left guard on the horn.
What about a Marino throw of the game? You bring in Marino just for one snap, just for him to wing it. He's got one.
How many do you think he...
He's got one a game.
You can't throw the football forever, dude.
You don't think Marino can still sling that pill once?
In the commercial, Montana chucked it to Jerry Rice.
It wasn't that far.
He had to throw it over a couple tables.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should go 16 Dolphins quarterbacks with a Marino play of the game.
Why not here? Why not just make it a live television event?
I agree.
Who's going to play quarterback for the Dolphins?
It'd just be a big reveal. Instead of giving a game ball.
Well, they had that show Unmasked.
Unmasked, yeah.
Put
them in a uniform with their face covered.
Well, they'll just do an intro, like, before every game. Who's the quarterback going to be today? And then, like, the smoke goes.
Who's that? Oh, my God, it's Sage Rosenfels.
And boom.
The place will go crazy.
What about, Mark Richt could finally get his chance.
Perhaps.
No, he can't play quarterback. His cadence is way too
Ferrat.
Slow.
Oh, yeah. Gus Ferrat.
Gus Ferrat.
The only guy to knock himself out.
Did Culpepper would come back for a game?
Harrington?
That's my boy. No. Because OG. Woo.
All right. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.